KCAA, your local connection for news, traffic weather, and sports. AM 1050, KCAA.
Linda Hogan is here. Ryan Dibel is here. I'm Jim Holtis. I'm here. What are you going to do, brothers? This is Edge.
I'm going to tell you a story about little man. He lived his life on the edge in the garbage can. And then he met that woman. She's going to tear him apart. He needs a brand new life.
You're on, guys.
I'm folks, on.
Welcome to Edge. Jim Holtis, Ryan Dibel. How the hell are you? I could say that. It's my show. How the hell are you?
I'm solid. How the hell do I look?
Dude, you look so solid, guy.
That's what I thought.
Dude, what's going down, man? How was your week?
I'm just fired up on this new Azunia tequila. I think, what is it, a Red Bull? I see some yellow in there. It could be some Red Bull Pineapple Special.
Yeah?
Vivian made me the super
Like, are you riding the Pineapple Express? What are you doing?
I'm on the Express train right now, pumped and just flying, buddy. I'm happy, stoked on our show, overlooking here the beautiful San Clemente Mountains, Montañas de San Clemente, and seeing, speaking of mountains, we got Linda Hogan over here, posted up front and center,
yes,
ready to just entertain us all night
Sarah's
long.
In the house.
We actually decided to give Linda the full attention and not focus on any musical guests tonight because she just had so much to talk about, and I'm telling you, after pumping up on these Azunia tequila, she's looking at about, oh, I'd say a 12 on the meter. She's just on fire. So I'm good, buddy. How about you? What's up?
Dude, doing good. Went for the first desert trip over the weekend. Had an awesome time with the family. Went out there and enjoyed just a day trip just to get away. Didn't bring no toys. Just brought the Jeep out there, cruised around. No trailer, no toys.
Well, that's pretty weird because you got a lot of toys. You got the...
I got the weekend warrior getting prepped. I got the buggy getting prepped. Both bikes are getting ready to get out of the shop. Going to fix the Rhino. Going to take it all to the desert. Leave it at my buddy's property for the year, so I can just roll out there. Be out there in an hour and a half, and then just go kick some ass.
The good question is, do any of those have legal tags on them? That's really what I'm.
Some do.
Know.
Yes. Some do.
So you.
Some are fast enough where it really doesn't matter.
You'll be out of there, beelining out of there. So
yeah. The other deal is. Feeling good today. Started a new gym on Monday, Planet Fitness down in Oceanside.
Wait.
So in-house.
I heard rumors you were hanging out with Jim, but you mean.
No, I'm changing the spelling of my name to GYM at the gym.
Oh, a different gym.
Because okay. That's how we do it here. Mm-hmm. But it's really cool. Man, they got smoking deals down there. Anyone, I tell you, go down there. They still got the deal. $1 down, $20 a month. That's for the elite black card membership. Free tanning, all inclusive. That's normally $45 a month alone.
The
hydro massage chair, the other chair, I did 3 different massages today. Tanned, worked out. It was phenomenal. I feel good.
Hydro massage. You're getting the ladies in the house really excited about that. By the way.
Coincidence? I don't think so.
We got a pretty solid lineup of Visual Candy here in the Edge Studios. We can't believe that what's going on. Bree brought in just an arsenal with her. But I'm stoked, man. A couple things I want to talk about. Obviously, want to get to...
Chargers still suck. Go ahead.
Chargers just ripped my heart out. My Cowboys ripped my heart out even harder.
You're out.
Ball sports. Ball sports is doing it bad. But couple fun facts that are going on this day in history. Actually, this isn't a fun fact, but it's interesting. 1989 San Francisco earthquake happened 23 years ago. Today, it was a 7.0, lasted 15 seconds, and went down during the World Series. It actually stopped the entire World Series during that day. Yeah, it was pretty heavy this day in history. And we missed a couple days ago, October 14th, was National Be Bald and Free Day. So I wanted to throw a special shout out, being a bald man myself, to the National Be Bald and Free Day.
Now,
and
okay.
Then a couple days after that was National Bosses Day. So I don't have a boss.
I don't either.
I should have gotten something for the wife because she's the boss.
And, yeah.
Getting her a nice maybe gift basket or something like that. But want to celebrate some of those just memorial happenings going on this week.
How about here's a memorial to celebrate, and why can the government not do a better job of it? How come it takes an energy drink from a guy to jump out of a balloon from outer frickin' space?
That was absolutely phenomenal.
Are you kidding me?
If you,
NASA's going, what the hell?
It's not really too complex to make a balloon in a pod and send a guy, just let it go up. But the complex part was all the technical cameras and equipment. He's in a spacesuit. It's
spinning at 833 miles an hour, breaking the sound barrier, and the suit could have ripped. But he comes down, pulls it in like he's just a Sunday diver out of a regular plane and comes to walking to a stop like it's nothing.
I don't know about you, but I'm 38 now. If I do more than one pirouette in a row, I'm about ready to throw up. I can't even go on the same roller coaster rides I could. This guy spun around at least 37 times.
Not part of the design, by the way.
He was not supposed to do that. But the thing is, for anybody who saw it, there's no atmosphere out of the actual capsule, so there's nothing to actually grab you and stabilize you. So that's why he just looked like an apple turnover, going over and over again. And when finally he hit atmosphere is when he stabilized and straightened out.
Yeah.
But I would have puked my marbles at that time, like just watching the world.
Well, that's why, like you say, you jump out of a tall building, you won't break the speed of sound. Of course, you've got the thing called the ground to stop your fall.
You'll break the speed of
sidewalk. Before that ever happened, yeah.
But no, it was amazing to see that, and it's so cool that Red Bull, you know, as a company, gets behind their athletes / brand ambassadors to do that kind of crazy.
I mean, you're already the original, you're already the Kleenex of the energy drink brand, and that just puts it through the roof. You only have regular and diet. You don't have like all these 25 different flavors like Monster and Rockstar. You're the original, but you got people jumping from outer space. So
they tried cola, but yeah, it was a great week to see that going on. I definitely got to throw a shout out to my daughter. It was her birthday this week. Turned
Happy
7
birthday.
Years old. Little Riley Cuddles turned 7, and we're going to actually Prehistoric Pets tomorrow to go. She wanted to go play with the
She's
going to
get a dinosaur?
Lizards and snakes. Is
Bring
what
a dinosaur home?
Yeah.
Nice.
She wanted a puppy, but I said I'd settle for a boa constrictor. So we're really fired up on that to go out.
Don't tell Linda you can go buy dinosaurs because she might just do it.
She's fired up on it. And then tomorrow, I'm against this day, but tomorrow is actually the official National No Beard Day. And I think you
no
are
beer or beard?
Beard.
Okay.
No day is no beard day. Don't get crazy on it.
Yeah.
So all in all, a pretty good week going on here.
Not bad.
And then what else? I saw this is an interesting story. On the interweb, as they call it, this is where people go on and look at
I've heard of it.
Porn and other things. But Ashton Kutcher actually took over Charlie Sheen as the highest paid actor on TV.
Yeah, well, great, because of the new show sucks.
The old show sucked. So, what's the difference?
Everyone wanted to watch the train wreck that was Charlie Sheen. He puts it on the map. You bring Ashton in. I like Ashton and other stuff. That show sucks. It ain't 2.5 Men anymore. Plus, the half man's like 50. He's like not a child anymore.
The half man is like smoking cigarettes on the show.
Hey, dude, what is?
I agree. They need a revamp. But I like Charlie Sheen's new show, actually. And
totally.
I've never been big on what Charlie Sheen is doing. I always thought his writing was really poor, and it made him look kind of stupid. And I actually like his anger management show that he had out, and it was interesting to watch. But just to let you know, that Ashton Kutcher earned $24 million in the month of May. $24 million.
You know, that's just great.
For probably, I don't know, 20 hours worth of work.
Yeah, you don't want to judge that sitcom by like an hourly rate because that's like scary. It makes baseball look like
it's horrible.
Hard stuff.
It's horrible.
A-Rod benched, by the way.
A-Rod benched. If anybody's watching
any
of those balls.
Punk anyways.
Yeah, A-Rod can do the job. And actually, the Yankees are almost out. They're 3 games down going into their final best-of-7 game where I think they're going to get swept. And I couldn't be happier. All the Yankee fans can suck it. Can I say that on the radio?
You can.
I think I just did.
It depends what context, but we'll get into that later.
I just, you know, I don't want to see the Yankees win because I hate the Yankees. And then I really like to see Baltimore. Or not Baltimore.
Is baseball still on?
I'd like to see San Francisco go on and do it. Yeah, so baseball is good. It, basically, like I said, they could be setting up for a big earthquake again coming into the World Series.
I think it's time for Breeze 3.
Hey, wait a second. First of all, I'm making an earthquake prediction. Earthquake prediction. Because if I'm right, I look like Nostradamus. And if I'm wrong, nobody cares. So I think there will be a major earthquake in the next week.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah, see, like I said, no one cares. Anyway,
I think I have one.
Breeze 3.
Breeze, what's going on? Hey!
of fun Hollywood gossip. What's up, sweetheart?
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm surrounded by beautiful women.
Hey, and me.
You lost the shoe contest this week, by the way.
I have spikes on them. My bad. Mine has leopard on the bottom, but no spikes. Sorry.
They're hot. Well, we got to get you going. You can get spikes on the top, bottom, and side. So
what's out in the news these days? I have a hunch that Linda might have heard some of the news going on. There's some things going out in the wire these days. But are there other things, too? Do tell.
There is some minor stuff compared to what we have here in the studio right now.
Yeah.
But I'm bringing this up because I'm surprised it hasn't been blown up in the media. Megan Fox confirms on Facebook that her and Brian Austin Green had a baby last month. Had no idea. So she was preggo for 9 months. And, you know, well, that's awesome.
Did she know? Thank God.
Sneaky kid. What happened?
I don't like those stories of girls that don't know they're pregnant, so all of a sudden it's just, what the hell is that?
I had to take a really big poop, and then all of a sudden it started crying at me.
No. Okay, so anyways, so don't quote me on this rumor, but regarding Perez Hilton's site, he's claiming that O.J. Simpson is allegedly selling his knife that killed, you know, Nicole Simpson.
And selling it,
and I guess it's supposed to be kept quiet, but obviously.
I don't know if you can do that from the prison behind Prim, Nevada.
No, yeah, he's in prison right now.
Yeah, so I don't know. Something's
I wave to him every time on the way to Vegas. Hey, what's going on? How are those bars doing for
the
you?
The Jews. Wow.
Oh, my God.
That'll be on eBay, or is it a special?
We'll have to confirm or deny that.
I don't know.
By next
I don't
week.
Know. It's just a rumor so far, but
all right, well, you got us fired up for sure.
Yeah, so anyways. Okay, so regarding the presidential debate, I'm not trying to talk smart. I'm bringing in celebrity quotes into this.
Okay.
But because I have honestly have no idea what's going on in the debate. But there was these celebrity quotes, like there was 10 of them. I was dying. But I have two quotes that I want to give you guys that summed up the president.
Break it down.
Okay, so quoting hottie Jared Leto, he says, please vote Obama so Romney doesn't make us all go to Sunday school. Could not stop laughing. Could not stop laughing. I love it. And quoting Jesse Tyler Ferguson, he says, that debate was better than a Real Housewives reunion. It was kind of gnarly.
Yeah.
There's some awkward points, for sure. I watched about 3/4, and then the red wine got to me, and I had to go to bed last night.
You too?
But
coincidence? I don't think so.
I got home late, so I had to watch a rerun of the presidential debate. So it actually, I sipped a little red wine. I couldn't make it to the end, which I heard was the best part, because they kind of got even more in each other's face. But it's so great how they look at each other with just BS smiles and shake their hands at the beginning. You're such a great guy.
The VP debate was even worse.
And then their families, like, hug and kiss afterwards, you know, like, come up to each other.
You're
like,
such a lying mother.
You're a liar. No, you're a liar. Hey, so I respect you. It's all politics.
We'll have dinner when it's all over. We're both crooks. We both lie. It's cool, man. Let's hang out.
Exactly. The crook meter was just going beep, 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 beep,
totally.
Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I'm surprised because I noticed one today that I thought you'd pick up on.
What?
Flavor Flav.
We talked about him already.
No, he was arrested.
If you keep going on TMZ, it's like Ryan Leaf. We keep talking about you.
It's
that's what happens.
Over and over and over again. He just can't stay out of jail.
Yep.
And
great colored dreads, by the way. He's looking really young.
Yeah, he's got a great new mugshot with,
Your
what is he? He's
classic.
Like he looks like a raisin mop or something like that. Just all old and wrinkly with some just a mean nappy hair. Anyway, Flavor Flav, he had pulled a weapon and a battery assault charge. Anyway, I'm putting down the computer. Get TMZ off my computer. I don't want to see that anymore.
We have good stuff in here. We don't need TMZ.
And to find out more about Flavor Flav, you can go to crackfitness.com, which is awesome. And the Hollywood diet, it works for everybody. It's awesome.
It's very good. Yeah. He's almost as good as the Baldwin brother. But, yeah, that's good. We're stoked. We got a great show. Should we go?
Linda Hogan is in the house here.
Yay.
We're going to take a quick little break. Thanks so much, Bree. Hang out.
You're
grab
welcome.
Some nice Azunia tequila. We're going to go pay some bills. Little break. We'll be back. A lot more Edge to go. Folks, don't go away.
He's doing things in a different way. And God knows it ain't his. It sure ain't no surprise.
At General Tire, we make tires that can take on the elements and survive. Less than 1% of the earth is paved, go attack the rest. General Tire. Anywhere is possible. Be sure to visit your local General Tire dealer for a complete line of General Tires.
I'm a little diver. I'm 6, and I'm going to list some facts on why you should buy your next car or truck for Stadium Nissan. Fact: Stadium Nissan is conveniently located next to Anaheim Stadium. Fact: Fred and the entire staff will make your whole experience easy and hassle-free. Stadium Nissan will give you free car washes for life with any new car purchase. Fact: A tiger's my favorite animal. Fact: Stadium Nissan has an amazing inventory of new and pre-owned cars and trucks. Fact: My mommy really turns heads and her tricked-out Maxima. Fact: My daddy thinks he's tough and his lift is Titan. Fact: Stadium Nissan has a super easy website to go through with all the info that you could possibly ask for. So these are the facts. If you still have any questions, hit them up on the website for live chat. StadiumNissanOC.com. I said StadiumNissanOC.com. Simply better.
Hey, this is Rick Dale with Rick's Restorations, and I'm on the edge.
You're on, guys.
There's something wrong with the world today. I don't know.
All right, folks, welcome back to Edge live from Azunia Studios on top of the San Clemente Hills. Explosions going off, bombs, fire. I don't know what it was for. It might be for our first guest right here and our only guest for the day, because that's how she rolls. Linda Hogan, welcome to Edge.
Thank you so much, Jim.
So awesome for you to have you here in house. What, are you just giving me the thumbs up that Linda Hogan's here?
Are you trying to sex me?
What are you doing?
When I make hand motions to you, you're not supposed to say it on the radio, but I was saying turn up her levels because she could be a little louder.
Levels are turned up. We'll talk to our level turner upper. Can you turn her up, please? Okay, we got it done. Welcome.
Hi.
What's going on?
It's so awesome. Your studio is amazing. Oh, my God. I walked in.
What do you think of Azunia?
I'm blown away where you guys have this studio. First of all, it's
can we go on record?
San Clemente.
You've done a lot of TV, obviously, and a lot of radio. Is this the coolest studio you've ever been in?
I'm going to tell you, yes, it is.
Thank you very much.
A lot of radio stations, and this one has it way over all the rest.
Yeah. Oh, the applause from the thousands in attendance and the millions all over the world.
Matt Lauer ain't got nothing on us, right?
One, two, three. Damn. That's how I'm used to hearing those crowds.
Yeah. So, anything going on lately?
Yeah. What have you been doing? Just hanging around?
Can you see the shirt I'm wearing today? What does it say? Read it.
Just
a tad bit crazy. I thought it said Justin Bieber something, so
no.
I wasn't sure.
Well, if he was single. How old is he?
No. too old.
He might be over the point now. Speaking of single, the rumor is you're single again.
I am single.
Is this true?
Yes. I broke up with my boyfriend like April 29th. See, I remember the date because, you know, it was like a thing, not a fling.
I mean,
we were serious.
So, and it's been 3 or 4 years now, and he must have been getting up there 23, 24.
He was getting old. Had to turn him into the glue factory.
A little bit, yeah. But, I mean, it was quite a relationship. And first of all, obviously married to Hulk Hogan for about 25 years,
Who?
I believe.
Mm-hmm. Who?
Yes. And you all lived, the whole family, of course, Hogan Knows Best reality show. You were based out of Miami, and you and the boyfriend had actually relocated to California together a couple years ago, right?
We did, actually. You know, we moved from we finished our fourth season of Hogan Knows Best in Miami, and it was at that point that I just thought, you know what, I can't deal with whatever's going on. I really didn't know what was going on with my husband, but I just knew something wasn't right with our marriage. And, you know, when we went back to Clearwater, we had sold the house, and it was kind of time to, like, go, okay, where are we going to go with this? You know, Brooke was in the music. Nick was drifting at the time. And I said, you know, I'm from L.A. I just think that it would be great with the kids' careers. Let's just relocate back in California, and then VH1 could pick the show up out there. It would be cool. But the weirdest thing is he just didn't want me to take his clothes, and he had all these excuses why he wanted to hang back and stay in Florida. And I said, well, okay, you know, you got this, you got that. And so I ended up going to California and waiting and waiting and waiting. And, like, my husband never joined us. And it became pretty apparent to me that he was not going to be joining us. I got phone calls that he had some blonde in the back of a jet ski and whatever. You know, it just kind of – you have that gut instinct where you say,
no. I gotta ask you, was your marriage, I mean, leading up to the show, was it rock solid? I mean, do you blame the basis of reality show for kind of what happened, or was it kind of a developing thing like leading up to it that was just like brought on extra by the reality show? Because, I mean, we see so much of what goes on in, quote, reality shows. I've been on a couple myself, and there's not a whole lot that's just perfectly real. There's a lot of setup that goes with it, but it is an insight to what's going on. I just want to know, like, do you really see the show as being a perfect reflection, or do you think something kind of changed, something kind of like shifted when the show came on?
To be honest with you, I mean, you know, we've had our troubles in our marriage in the past. You know, when I was pregnant with Nick.
Not everything's perfect.
No, and I kind of had feelings that there was an affair way back when I was pregnant with Nick. And, you know, that kind of came to fruition, and we found out that there was a situation, and I thought, you know, okay, in my knowledge, it was the first one, and I thought, okay, he's human, you know, we have a family, we've got kids, they're in school, we just got done building this beautiful home in Clearwater, and I thought, I don't want to really just pull the carpet up on all of this, you know, I'm tough, I can take a lot, I'm married to an icon, and, I mean, hell, women just throw themselves at him, you know, I mean, I had to kind of remove myself and put myself in his position and go, look, the dude's human, you know. What are you going
to
do?
It's got to be tough to do.
And it was hard. It was. But I kind of, you know, took one for the team, and I stayed with him, and we kept our marriage going. And things were pretty good after that. And then he kind of retired from wrestling, and, you know, we did the reality show. Shortly after that, though, it just got to be like stuff started coming apart at the seams. You know, the kids were getting older. They were doing their own things. Everybody had their own agenda. And I was like I was the anchor. I was home. I had the animals. I did all the costumes. I did the thing, the reservations, tours. It was one of those things where you just kind of realize, wow, whew, what's going on with my marriage? Where's my husband? Where's my family? What's happening with my whole life, you know? We decided to just kind of pull the plug on everything at that point. It was just like time to go.
Now, a lot of people say that the reality TV sometimes works as the kiss of death for a lot of these families and stuff like that. But you've been quoted as saying that there was actually some really good things that happened due to that TV show. Do you give that part of the reason, or was it completely different? What's your view as far as the TV show working with your family?
And thank you for bringing me back around to that. You know, it's just, it's heavy, and I've gone through a lot. I'm sorry if I don't feel focused. I have a lot of things that are on my mind, especially this week. But, no, I can't really blame reality TV on it. I will say that, you know, reality TV probably brings whatever is simmering to a boil in a marriage or in a relationship, because you are in the public eye. You are on
camera.
Millions
of people see it. Then it turns into he said, she said.
And I'm going to tell you the truth, okay? I mean, there's these guys that are these famous guys, and they have their thing, and then all of a sudden enter reality TV. Who's this wife? We never heard of her. Who is she? What? Oh, she's hot. I like her. Okay, whatever. So now you have people believing in you and thinking that you're cool. They get a little envious, you know, and it's kind of hard for them to share that spotlight. And in my opinion, you know, his kids were coming into the spotlight as well. And I think maybe sometimes he may have felt a little bit outnumbered. I don't think that it was just the reality show. I think that by and through the reality show, a lot of that came to a head where, you know, he had to realize that because of his stardom and his fame and what he brought to the family, what we had grown up with, what we had learned, the fiber of our everyday, you know, was kind of happening with all of us now, too.
So tell me, I mean, the kids grew up, they went through a period, I say the kids, you know, they're...
Yeah, I still call them children sometimes, whatever.
Well, I'm 38, so pretty much anybody under 30 is a kid to me right now. But, I mean, they went through a good portion, even though the show was only for, you know, 4 years. That was a good growth period of 4 years where they changed a lot, they mature a lot. You know, right now we got Brooke and Nick both living in Florida, both kind of pursuing music careers and directions of their own. Brooke, you know, singing. And Nick doing kind of the DJ thing and the nightclub. You know, Brooke's been spending some time. I saw her getting back involved with kind of coming full circle and as a consultant to TNA Wrestling. Tell me about, you know, just the kids and you know, how the maturation level from when they started to now and where they're at.
Well, you know, the TV show was an amazing, amazing foundation.
You know what?
I'll say.
Hold on. I'm gonna amend my question.
Okay.
Because it'll sound weird when I ask it later, but I want to know about the kids when they're younger. We'll get to how they're doing now in a bit because we have so much time. But tell me about – I want to know about
– when they were little?
Brooke and – yeah, Nick, when they're little. Like I have a 7-year-old. Heads. In fact, she's just coming in right now. There's happy
look how
birthday
cute
girl.
She is. Hi, pretty girl.
A 7-year-old Riley right there.
She has a tutu on today. That's so cute.
She looks great. But tell me, I mean, what does that bring back in memory? See when Brooke was running around.
Well, you know the way I grew up was, you know, my husband grew up in Port Tampa. And he was just a little southern Florida kid and, you know, grew up
little
sticks.
He's
in
like
the,
6'7".
Well, yeah, he was big. But, you know, very simple. He grew up in a very simple life. I did as well. My dad was a policeman. He's retired now. My mom was just a homemaker, Italian. And, you know, we grew up doing chores and not having a lot of money. Both of us, Terry or I. And when he ended up doing the Hulk Hogan wrestling thing and, you know, I met him, he was just kind of a struggling wrestler, kind of maybe with a window of opportunity. We hooked up and things kind of just took off from that. We moved to New York. Vince McMahon offered him a position and it changed our lives, really. That and a lot of hard work. But, you know, and I stayed on the road with him for like 7 years. I mean, and literally he was the main name of that brand of WWE. He was the face of that
brand. I remember. I'll tell you right now.
Which at the time was the WWF.
Exactly.
Yeah. My parents' couch, you know, the arm was broken because me and my brother would jump off it and land on each other. We'd throw all the pillows into the center of the living room, you know.
Yeah.
And I'd be Andre the Giant and he would be Hulk. I'm sorry, he would be Hulk because I liked Andre better because he was actually bigger than
God bless
he's a
Andre.
Friggin' giant.
Yeah, so because he was a giant, and me and my brother would wrestle each other in the living room.
Well, who doesn't
off
do backyard
furniture?
Wrestling? You know, you got to watch out doing that stuff, though. It's really
absolutely
dangerous.
It's gotten to a whole new level.
I've had a lot of wrestling matches in my house with actual wrestlers, a lot of broken furniture, a few broken toilets during the parties. They're so big, you know. They sit down, and it's like kaboom. I'm like, oh, damn, I got to call the plumber Monday.
Well, did Nick partake in any of that when he was young, when
no.
he was coming up? He
What's
didn't
so
like
funny
try to imitate?
He's not built like my husband. He's more like my own side of the family where he's 6 feet tall. He's a normal sized dude. Brooke is tall and she's like her dad. She's big and she's buxom. So she ended up going to the TNA and she's working on the girls on Thursday night, the knockouts as they're called, and she manages the knockouts. And I think that she's doing a fabulous job. I think that she brings an amazing level of professionalism and stardom and class to the name of the knockouts for that, you know, wrestling league.
Now, didn't she relocate once again to Nashville to also, with that, work on the music?
She did. You know, our family's been in a state of flux for so long. I mean, ever since I filed for
divorce. What'd you call me?
In November.
I'm kidding.
State of flux, you mother fluxer.
I love it.
Oh, my God. But, you know, I mean, we've just moved like 11 times, and it's been tough because the kids are older, and it's not like that. I can just drag them with me and put them in an extra bedroom. I mean, they need their own apartments, so it's been expensive. It's been a lot of work, a lot of houses, a lot of whatever. So, you know, we've all kind of settled, and Nick ended up being here in L.A. with me. And he's not living with me, but he's here.
Is he a mama's boy?
He's my boy. He would kill me if I said he's a mama's boy, but I like to think of him as that. But I'm sure he doesn't think of himself as that.
Come on.
You got to as a mama, right?
He's my widow baby. Stop it. Don't make me do that. Okay. I love him.
He's listening from Florida right now going, man, if I was there,
oh my
you know.
God. I love him. He's a really – listen, Nick is the most cool, sweet, kind, calm, smart. I mean, I can't say enough.
Folks, he called before to give mom the good luck before the show and all that kind of stuff and the pep talk, so that was really cool.
He's a freaking amazing drift driver, and I'm not going to get too into that, but he doesn't do that anymore. But he is an amazing precision driver, and he DJs, and he's amazing. In fact, Saturday we're having his graduation at the – everybody will probably show up there now – at the Grammy Museum, and he is graduating a year of full-time hardcore. It was a compact, whatever, you know, load it up and do it in 1 year. So he's been doing 8-hour, 10-hour days at this school for 5 days a week
school
for the
what?
Last year and a half for music production and engineering.
Oh,
and
very cool.
He now can mix and master CDs. He can work in a recording studio. He can do music, mixing and mastering for movies or TV or
nice.
Artists.
We got to get him in here.
He's
and
working in
he's
working in Miami right now.
We got to have him
amazing.
Featured here as the music act. We don't have music here tonight because we've got Linda Hogan, who we have so much to talk about.
But he's
next
cool
time he's in
stuff.
California, maybe we can get him in here.
I'm going to get him in here to DJ. Okay, we need a DJ. Why don't you guys have a DJ booth in here? I'm just looking around. I'm like, what?
We'll talk to Jim Riley, see what we can do.
You
over
have
here.
A set of drums. Well, Nick can play the drums too,
all right.
So he can rock you guys on that level.
Some scratch going down.
I'm good at the tambourine.
We're going to have
a tambourine and some karaoke.
You know, you got a heck of a set of bongos, just so you know.
Well, thank you.
we got a set as well, but ours aren't as well-shaped as yours. Hey, we got to go to a break. We got to pay some
let's
bills.
Let's pay a couple bills. Let's do that, you know, without our great sponsors.
God, yeah.
We're not here. Folks, hang out. Linda Hogan is our special guest
we're in
here on
Bill.
Edge. Ryan Dybel, Jim Altus. We'll be right back.
Cowabunga!
Things in a different way, and God knows it ain't his. It sure ain't no surprise. Yeah. We're living on the edge.
Last year in Las Vegas, Ryan Villopoto took home $1 million. Can he do it again this year? Monster Energy Cup, October 20th. $1 million is on the line again. But this time, there's an all-new track to up their stakes that separates the athletes from the legends. It combines both supercross and motocross obstacles. With all this huge air and high speeds, you'll be hanging on to the edge of your seat. Plus, don't miss more of the top supercross riders riding together in one class, including Tungshi, Marcia, and Wyndham. You only have one chance to live. Get the best seats now at Thomas and Exeter Box Office, UNLV Ticket Outlets. Charge at 702-739-FANS or online at unlvtickets.com. Tickets subject to convenience and handling charges. The Monster Energy Cup, October 20th, Sam Boyd Stadium in Las Vegas. Manishine.
I'm Ryan Friedlinghaus, CEO of West Coast Customs, and I'm on the edge of the next badass custom design.
There's something wrong with the world today. I don't know what it is. Something's wrong with our eyes.
All right, folks, welcome back to Edge. Dybel, Holtus, Hogan, here live in Zunia Tequila Studios. We're going to get a big shout-out to Holiday Inn Express for all the accommodations. Thank you so much. Sarah's out here tonight checking out the show. Big thanks. If you're in the area here, North San Diego or South OC, you definitely want to go check out the Holiday Inn Express. Very nice. Great view. Great people. So definitely go check it out. What's up? Who are you texting?
He's sexting.
Me?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Bean? Really? Bean can't wait.
Bean, I'm sorry. I was supposed to be working on some stuff for him today. I got sidetracked. Anyway, so, yeah, like you said, Dybel, Holtus, Hogan, in-house. We're super excited. Now, we were talking after the show a little bit about what Nick's got going on, the DJ, the music trip, focusing on spinning dials, tweaking, listening, adjusting levels. Now, you know, we talked a little bit about what Brooke was doing with the TNA and the wrestling and holding down the fort as a consultant, letting people know what's going on. You know, you want to elaborate on that?
Well, she's really just doing that for part-time right now. I mean, that's just something that I think is fun for her.
She's got some great hips, too.
That girl has got a body. She works out like crazy. She does this thing called boxing, a hot box, in Nashville. She moved to Nashville. She's doing the music there in Nashville. But she goes to this place called Hot Box. And they raise the temperature like that kind of Bikram yoga where it's like in the hot room and you're dying of heat. And then they box. Instead of just doing yoga, they box. She comes back and she's like red as pulp and she's just probably burned 5 million calories. But I know why she's going. Well, now she's got a boyfriend, but I know why she went before because the instructor there, oh, my God. I think I'm going to move to Nashville.
Yeah?
Take hot boxing.
Hot boxing.
Dang.
Hot boxing.
Yeah. Dang.
It sounded like, you know, I was flipping through her Twitter.
Is that the Hot Pockets song you
that
were just
was,
singing? Or really?
I don't care what it
why
is.
Why do I know that?
I because you like eat Hot Pockets.
Damn.
Like, you're running out of style.
I'd like to. Who doesn't like a Hot Pocket?
This dude's hot. I don't know. Whatever.
I saw on her Twitter, was it the dude who was showing his abs? Is that the dude? Because I was checking her Twitter out, and I think it was her Instagram connected to her Twitter. And she was showing
cowboy hat?
Her abs and his abs, I think. It was an abolitionist experience on her Instagram.
On hers, yeah, probably. They both are like phenomenal workout bodies, you know. And he's 6'4". She's 6 feet. and this new guy that she met. And he's just, he's darling. I have not met him yet. I'm going to meet him. They're going to come spend Christmas with me. But they are just so cute. They're both the same. They're like a couple days apart in their birthday. They're the same age. I don't know. They're having fun.
Good, good. Her
music is amazing, though. I'm going to tell you, though, a little bit. I have to brag. I'm sorry. Give me the bragging rights. Yeah, turn me up, okay?
On or up? Okay, go ahead.
I could use both. Okay, check under the hood while you're at it.
That's why she came to Edge.
Yeah. That was our engineer, producer,
everybody that
Eric.
Thinks being single is so great. Come on. Come on now.
Come on now. It's all right. We'll find you a man before you leave the show probably Thanks. Here tonight.
All these surfers here. I love it.
Hey, it's a great place to grow up. I grew up just down the street in Dana Point. Got a lot of family. We got them in the back jumping
Let's
up and
Let's hear
down.
A little drum roll, dude. Come on. Hit it. No, but Brooke's music. There you go.
Wow.
There it is.
Oh, I like
we do
that.
Have musical instruments in here. It's
I think he
just,
thought the tom-tom was a symbol at first.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Oh!
You have live music.
Yeah, we do.
Now, Brooke's music, though, she writes, and I'm just going to tell you right now, her stuff is just off the chain. Like, she's not doing, country, western, stuff like that. It's more like the Taylor Swift-y pop country. It's very hip.
So it is partial country because you don't have to be just country to be in Nashville. Great place to be, in my opinion. You don't have to be in all the craziness of L.A. There's a lot of good stuff going on down there.
To me, it's just good American music. It's not like it's one way or the other. It's just the lyrics have so much meaning. The way she writes is just so, I don't want to say catch 22, but it's just like you kind of like hear the lyrics and then the end of it, it just puts it all together. Like she's a very, very talented writer and the tunes and stuff. But you should see her dance. We've got to have her come in here and do that for you.
Really? Old dance action. So that's great. Hey, let's talk about the book. The book came out in what, June? You've been working on it for a good 6 months, 8, 10 months before that.
A year,
really.
It
was good.
A lifetime, really.
Seriously.
Right?
Do you know that I kept a journal the whole time that I was married for my kids? It was a journal that I actually wrote things like when Nick would, like, do his first little letter or a little handprint or, and I didn't do it all the time. I did it maybe once every 3 or 4 months, but I'd put an entry in there about, like, well, Brooke's doing this and Nick's doing that, and now Nick's on the soccer team and Brooke's doing cheerleading, and I did it all the way up until the time that they were 18, and I thought, I'm going to stop doing this now because they're, like, grown. But at the time that I stopped, the pages in the book actually, like, were gone. It's weird. Like, I wrote it all the way up to the end, and there was only, like, 2 more pages left in the book. And it was right up to the time where Brooke was 18, and I kind of filled it out. And a few days after that, we sold the house in Miami, and I filed for divorce a few months after that. It was so weird. It was like that was the end of that chapter.
Wow.
Or the end of that whatever. It was like freaked me out. I'm like, wow, that's almost weird.
So tell us about the book. I mean, obviously, from the time that you and Terry broke up, he wrote a book, My Life Outside the Ring. And you came back and basically wrote your book, which – he got deep in his book, but you also got deep in your book. And, there was definitely some call-outs. You talked about your relationship. You talked about, a bit of the emotional and physical abuse that went on. You talked about the inside knowledge of basically what helped make the mega superstar Hulk Hogan, whether it was the personality, the type A personality.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You talk about some of the steroids and stuff that went with that and everything that went in with it. I read and heard some of your earlier interviews when the book first came out. It was just kind of time to release the book. Now that you've had the book out for a while and you've had time to settle a little bit, are you feeling anything different? Is it kind of the same thing about the book? Is there anything that you wish you would have added in the book?
Well, I like how you asked the question, to be honest with you, because no one has actually asked me that before. I mean, it's been a while since I've done any PR for the book, but it was kind of a bittersweet thing. I really didn't write the book just to get out there and kind of, back at you kind of a thing. He had one book, and then he had another book. I, at the time, was already working on mine, and I didn't write the book because I wanted to, like, slam him down or, paint his name mud. It wasn't that at all. I just felt that I, being his wife and being a mother, not even really being famous at that time other than just whatever from Hogan Knows Best, the position that I played was just a wife and a mom. And I thought that, you know, there are enough viewers out there and it's grabbing enough attention that I feel like it's necessary for me to put my side of the story out there. Whatever time people ask, like, well, why did you wait so long, or why did you put the book out now? Well, I wasn't ready. I didn't have the book ready. It didn't matter when it comes out, because the facts are the facts. And to this day, I would go back to that book and tell you that everything in there is truthful. There's nothing that I would change, because I can't change what actually really happened. That is how it went down. And by me putting that out, I was hoping to reach out to a group of women. I mean, come on, 50% of America is divorced, okay?
More than that, I think, yeah.
I think
and
it's
not
60.
Just the women, not even just
my
the women,
wife
but
is in the room. Don't
men,
say it too loud.
Men that have women that cheat on them, or for whatever reason that they end up getting divorced, actually have called me and said, you know, or tweeted me or whatever, and said that my book has been informational and helpful to them. Just knowing that somebody else has gone through the same stuff, that I was able to actually put it in verbiage and talk about my feelings and just say, look, you know, you don't have to just go down with the ship. You know, you have a worth. You presented yourself in this situation for so many years as a strength. And at this point, you know, do everything that you were doing for that person now for yourself.
Is there anything in the book you regretted putting in the book?
No.
Is there anything you wish you added to the book? You're like, damn it, you know what? I wasn't going to put that in, but you know what? I should have put that in. Is there anything you
I should
tell
have
us
put
about?
Down how great the sex was between you and Charlie. No. Why not, right? No, I don't know. He's younger.
How great the Ed show was. She didn't know at the time. You cut her some slack. Yeah.
Well, hey. I would have put that now that I know.
We're going to take one more small break here. Pay a couple more bills, and when we come out,
before,
it's rumor bill and question time. I got the deep questions are coming.
We only scratched the surface. I see.
It's going to get gnarly here coming up.
What did you want to say?
I just wanted to thank our main sponsor, General Tire, for
absolutely
doing a fantastic job, and I can't wait to get my brand new set of 37-inch race tires.
Are they coming?
It's
still
Christina,
unconfirmed. I don't know.
As soon as Christina sends them, I'm going to get my brand new set
of
race tires.
Hopefully.
37-inch. Race tires? Sick.
Yeah. That's a big tire, my friend. Folks, hang out. We'll be back with some more Edge.
At General Tire, we make tires that can take on the elements and survive. Less than 1% of the earth is paved. Go attack the rest. General Tire. Anywhere is possible. Be sure to visit your local General Tire dealer for a complete line of General Tires.
What's up, all you little Hulk maniacs? I'm Rick Thorne, this is Edge Radio, I'm on!
We had to play that. We had to play that promo. That was completely unrelated.
What was that? I missed it.
Rick Thorne was our guest here on Edge Radio, and the plug that he did is, "What's up, all you Hulkamaniacs? Rick Thorne, I'm on Edge. It's on. Check it out." Just happened to be what he did. Had to show it there tonight. Man,
that's okay. There's still a few Hulkamaniacs out there.
Okay,
brother.
Now let me ask you this: Do you still talk to Terry the Hulk? How is the relationship now? Obviously, you still have kids together. Do you guys talk? Is it amicable?
No, we don't talk. I really thought that we were going to get to a point where things could be amicable. The divorce was settled. We kind of, you know, agreed to disagree on whatever levels. We were done, and it was settled. And then about a year later, then the house in Clearwater where we filmed the show, Hogan Knows Best, with VH1, sold, and we had to talk. And things were kind of, you know, nice. It was kind of weird to hear his voice and just actually have a nice conversation with him. It was like no time passed, but we got through the business deal of that sale. And then ever since then,
well,
I don't know. He blocks my calls. He doesn't answer my texts. And it's hard because, you know, we have two kids. And I feel like sometimes as their father, I would like to just talk to him and just say, hey, you know, do you realize that Nick has stayed up late past his bedtime four nights this week or whatever, and he's just not there. He's just not there for me to talk to. So I don't know where that comes from, but no, we don't talk, not because of me.
And he's actually gone on to remarry, right?
He is remarried. He married Jennifer McDaniel, and I don't know anything
about
him. I don't know her. I met her one day, and two words and were spoken, and that was it. And I've seen her in the courtroom through our divorce trial.
So I'm going to bring this up for just 1 second, but obviously there's a sex tape that came out with Hulk, and it's with the ex-wife of his and your friend, Bubba the Love Sponge, the radio DJ. Did you know the girl in the tape?
And I did.
How weird must that have been, you know, like looking at this girl have sex with your husband that you knew? And I know you've seen the tape.
And weren't you married at the time?
Well, he says that we were married at the time. Okay. That's his word. Okay. I don't know that we were married at the time. I look at the tape and I'm like, I don't recognize the phone. I don't remember hearing that ringtone. You know, I don't know. There's a lot of ifs on my end, but if that's what he says, that's what he's saying. So, well, you know, the truth always comes out.
Well, like Ryan said, how weird is that with friends? Were you still on a relationship until this just broke with Mr. and Mrs. Bubba? Do you still talk to
them?
Well,
when I filed for divorce, instantly, you know, my husband was very good friends with Bubba the Love Sponge, and they were on-air buddies. You know, Terry would go in, and he would share that platform of the radio. And then when Bubba went to Sirius Satellite Radio, he shared that platform as well with Howard Stern. And they have the internet stuff, and it was almost as if he used the public platform as a, I don't know, shooting ground to, like, bury me against the divorce, thinking he's going to end up with more in the divorce. I don't really know why, but he really assaulted me pretty bad every day for 4 years on that radio station, he and Bubba. You know, I know that Bubba has come out and said, like, oh, I was wrong about Linda, and I shouldn't have said all those things, like, sorry, you said them, and, you know, we'll never be friends, no offense.
Yeah. Too late to put it in reverse now.
Well, yeah. You've got some new things you're focusing on. You know, I read up. Tell us about, obviously, when you were engaged with this good-looking, you know, little young.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel intimidated. I'm 38, and I'm intimidated by this 23-year-old.
Why?
You're saying he was the man in the sack, right? He had the moves.
Come on. All right, I was married for 25 years, okay? And let me tell you something. I was as good a wife as I could freaking be, okay, considering I had so many things on my platter. I mean, between the kids' costumes, the tours, the house, the gardeners. I mean, I had a lot, you know.
CEO of the household, right?
I really was, and of the kids, and I was behind the scenes. I mean, camera crews would show up to the house, plus we're filming a show, plus I'm, like, costumes, clothes, driving, Brooks Music Tour, you know, Nick's Drifting. I mean, I was really spread thin, and I barely, and all the animals, I had no time to think about myself at all. I know that in past PR, my husband has tried to make people believe that our divorce happened because I was banging the young guy. Well, that's not true. He was actually banging my daughter's friend. But, you know, then came Jennifer. Out of where? I don't know. But she was in the picture suddenly, the day after I filed for divorce. Boom!
Really?
Woo!
Wow.
He's got an already steady girlfriend. Like, wow, that happened quick in 1 or 2 days. Amazing. You already know each other so well. Huh. You know, I'm like, how did that happen? So, you know, it's just, I don't know. What did you ask me again?
I know what you're feeling.
Don't get me there.
I was asking you about your things. I mean, when you were about to, when you're engaged to the young hunk, what was his name again?
Charlie.
Big Charlie. He was,
Charlie Horse.
Charlie Horse.
Oh, really now?
Yeah. So you had a deal going on. You were going to team up with, I think it was TLC and the dress. What was the wedding dress?
Well, no. We did a reality show with VH1 together.
VH1,
and it was
sorry.
Called Couples Therapy. And this was before we broke up, obviously. We did the show together. But it was because, you know, most of America felt that our situation was really weird. I mean, how do you have a relationship with a guy that is 29 years younger than you? You know, what do you talk about?
I actually know a couple.
I'm like, dude, all we do is talk about surfing in the waves all day. What else do you think? You know, like, come on. He's very much an old soul. We had a real relationship. It wasn't like an airheaded thing. He worked really hard helping me with moving. He was a humongous help to me and a brace through the divorce, even though I know it probably pissed my husband off and everything that he knew that I had this younger guy. But, hey, he was already married or living with another girl. But, you know, I needed somebody to lean on. at that point, the neighbors didn't talk to me. I was like, because in that little town of Tampa, and his platform on radio kind of painted me as I was this wicked wife. I don't know where all that came from, but he was not man enough to take the blame for having his affairs. And so I ended up having to deal with the public scrutiny of letting people wonder what happened. But I didn't care. You know, I stayed with Charlie. He was an amazing guy. He was pure and fun, and he surfed, and he skateboarded, and he biked, and it just got me out of my
Legos.
No, man, okay. But I'll tell you what, when we broke up, and we broke up really, I think, ultimately because, you know, growing pains. He's 24. He's probably going like, wow, what's it like to, like, have your own apartment or to, like, have an actual job, you know, on your own? And I didn't doubt that he needed to have that growing space. So
yeah.
It was just a kind of an amicable breakup. And we still talk. I just saw him last night. I think maybe he's going to end up doing stunt work for the studios,
nice.
Which is awesome. He's perfectly cut out for that. And we've stayed friends. But, you know, truthfully, Charlie will always make my heart skip a beat. And I was more upset about breaking up with him than I was divorcing my husband because we had such a turmoil in our marriage for so long, you know, and I look at it and I think, why was our marriage so rough? I mean, was it the filming or what was it? Well, it was really just the treatment of what I had to deal with every day, okay? And if you're dealing with somebody that's not being honest with you or forthcoming about where they're going and what they're doing, he says I emotionally abused him, and I physically abused him. Okay, I never physically abused that guy. I'll tell you, he's 350 and I'm 150. Come on.
Did it ever happen, the shoe on the other foot?
Well, yeah. There were a lot of times I was afraid that I could end up being a statistic.
What, 6'6", 350? He's a big
guy. It's scary, and you don't want to anger somebody like that, you know, and see where it brings you. You don't want to go there, you know. And I know from my dad being a policeman and just looking at other people in the press, I don't want to have my, you know, whatever. I'm not even going to go into it, but I don't want to have to be a 911 call.
But as you make those remarks, a lot of people, you know, take his side and don't believe it. And really, your honesty alienates a lot of people. And they feel they have to take sides on one or another. And, you know, you mentioned it before about, you know, Charlie was a good friend to you, and being on TV, running into all these people, they see it. A lot of it times they're envious, and, you know, they really don't know, you know, who Linda Hogan is, and it's hard to find friends that you can trust and really, you know, count on where you're at now, right?
Yeah, that's true. And you know, truthfully, I mean, and this is just my opinion, and I don't know if it's true, but I know that for a certain time, you know, a lot of the wrestlers and my husband took growth hormone, which is prescribed.
I'm sure more than that.
And it's prescribed, and there's nothing illegal about it, and there's nothing wrong with it. But, you know, I'm going to say I'm a hormonal menopausal bitch, okay, I can be, but you know what, hormones really control your center point, your focal point of how you go about your day. When you have a guy that's 59 years old taking stuff that makes you feel like you're 18, somehow there's just some combination that just doesn't work out, you know, and I was the one dealing with that. I'm like, now, who am I dealing with?
Well, it's been said, too, that there might have been other substances being abused during that time as well, too.
More than likely.
Is that the truth? And how do those mix together if it is?
Well, you know, I don't know. There were so many other things that could have been going on that I didn't even know who he was or who, you know, or what was going on. You're just left going like, what kind of mood is he going to be in today? You know, so if he says that I was emotionally abusive, yeah, you know what? Maybe I was. Okay, because when I walk in the room and I see the picture frames flip down on the top shelf of the bedroom, oops, forgot to clean up that little mess, you know, and makeup on the guest bedroom and a strange earring in the bed, I don't, you know, I'm not going to be that nice, okay? You know, you have your doubts.
And he's like, I was a pirate, honey.
And you just keep getting fed this line of baloney, and it's like, well, you know, that's not working for me anymore.
At his point, you know, in his age at that extent, do you think he was trying to just hang on to that youth and to hang on to being the Hulk? Did he not? Has the Hulk ever really grown up?
You know, I think that there's a time and place where these athletes and professional people have to realize that their career comes to an end early, because the fact that it's such a physically abusive and, you know, tormenting sport to your body, especially wrestling. And I respect the fact that he worked so hard and provided a great living and a great life for me and the kids all those years. But that's not a sacrifice enough to say that your family deserves that treatment of that you can do whatever you want now. And, you know, so I think that ultimately they need to realize that there's got to be a cutting off point, and that they need to know where to leave that career and move on to the next.
Yeah, and grow and mature and grow to the next level.
Exactly.
Okay, we just got a minute or so left. Real quick, couple more hard ones, and it's done, I swear. Have you seen the tape?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you were talking to me.
You wanted to. You said that on last week's show. I want to know if he lives up to the term the Hulk.
I didn't want to look, but I watched it because there was such, when it came out, there was speculation as to who the brunette was, and I watched it because I knew I would know.
Yeah.
And when I saw it, I said, well, yeah, I know. I was at their wedding.
Yeah.
We were friends. My kids called him Uncle Bubba.
Shortly ago, you got busted on a DUI. Rumor is it had to have something to do with that. The other side of the rumor is it was just a couple glasses of champagne. The tape didn't drive you to go get a DUI, obviously, did it?
No. I mean,
how do you want to go get a DUI?
No.
Maybe celebrating. Oh, man, good. He's on TMZ now.
It's very, very unfortunate, and it's just a, you know, I'm going to try to get through that the best I can, but I do take it very seriously, and I take driving safely very seriously.
You've never even had a ticket, have you?
Not for 35 years, no driving offenses, so I am.
And it was only a .083, which is, like, on the edge of the legal limit.
Edge,
there.
Good
know,
word.
I'm sorry, but they do need to keep the roadway safe, and if I was, you know, out of line, I'm going to clean up my act. Hey.
Linda, thanks so much. For
yellow's my color. I'm taking a taxi.
Thanks so much. I want to give another big shout-out for accommodations to Holiday Inn Express here in St. Clemente. All of our listeners, Linda, thanks so much for coming down, talking to us. Awesome. Appreciate you
great
answering
job.
Some somewhat tough questions and stuff.
I
you
love
did a great
you
job.
I love
thanks
it.
So much for coming on the Edge.
I'm coming back.
Ladies and gentlemen, next week, another big show in-house.
Freezy.
UFC referee, Big John McCarthy. Don't
yeah.
go anywhere. We'll see you next Wednesday.
You're on board KCAA's Inland Talk Express. KCAA, Loma Linda, 1050 AM, the station that leaves no listener behind.